Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's exactly what Tracy has done. Tracy, welcome. How may I help you?
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Tracy.
On Monday, my dad told me that his wife filed for divorce and that his divorce should be over in about 3 months. And my question to you is, am I wrong? I have a 7-year-old and a 14-year-old, two boys. And am I wrong for telling my dad I hope he can reconcile with his wife, but if he can't, or I can't, I'm sorry, this is still too fresh for me, but
it's okay.
I would like to just avoid any contact with him for the next 3 months. Either he reconciles or he gets a divorce until the divorce is finalized. I don't want to be sucked into all the drama, especially with my kids. He told me about it right in front of my two boys. So am I wrong for wanting to say that to him? And if that is okay, can you tell me how to go about it?
Okay. Presumably, this is not your mom from whom he's divorcing, correct?
Well, my mom and dad divorced after 25 years of marriage. They reconciled. They lived together for 10 more years. Or he remarried somebody else, divorced. Then my mom and dad reconciled. My mom passed away 10 years ago. And after dating and being engaged to several women, he finally married this woman. They've been married about 3 years.
Do you like her?
I like her, yes. I like her, but they both have issues. You know, I can see her point. And so when he told me, I guess I probably wasn't sympathetic enough. I told him that I suspected something was going to happen, and I for 3 or 4 months now. And just some things that she said, and I don't know if she'll reconcile with him though. So, but yes, I like her. She's fine. Yes.
All right, so is your fear for the next 3 months, I mean, in theory, even if they're divorced in 3 months, which is pretty fast, they could, in theory, reconcile. You have that history that he has with your mom, sort of back and forth. So is your fear that he's going to tell you things about her that's going to make it difficult if he reconciles to deal with her? Tell me what your fear is for the next 3 months about his behavior.
I tried to talk to him on May 22nd about my concerns for his health. He wanted to have a surgery, and I disagreed with him having surgery.
What and kind of surgery for what?
He had some bacterial kind of a pus in his lower right lung. He went to a medical center that trained doctors, and I went with him. I videotaped the doctor's appointment.
Okay.
He walked out of there thinking he had stage 4 lung cancer, and so I had to show him the videotape, and he didn't. And he really, his goal was that he felt like he could breathe better if that lower part of the lung was removed.
Okay.
His wife, husband, his current, his wife's husband did die from lung cancer. So I was in the back of the car. And I can, you know, read the writing on the wall. She lived through that once. And the first thing she said when we left that doctor's office, she called out her husband's name and said, Dick did not need to get his lung removed. And so anyway, I knew that this was her wishes too. So I went to him with my 7-year-old son. I took him out of school. I begged him not to do the operation. And he turned on me and he got angry with me.
All right, wait, stop. What? Why did you not want him to do the operation?
Because from my interpretation from the doctor and my videotaping the doctor was a cancer specialist. So he had a PET scan. So they looked at he had three things that showed up on the PET scan up by the trachea,
mm-hmm.
a couple marks and something top lung. So the first thing they did, they went in and they took a biopsy. It came back. It wasn't cancer. So that was after the appointment that I went to. He did the biopsy.
Mm-hmm.
He went back with him. I'd say it was on the doctor's appointment was on May 9th. He had his lung removed on June 8th. And so he told my sister that the growth growed, that mass in the bottom of his lung grew. I have him on videotape telling the doctor, looking at the CAT scan, oh, that mass down there at that lower lung, that's gotten a lot bigger. And the doctor didn't say that, and the doctor was not even concerned about it at all.
Well, but presumably a doctor's not going to do surgery. I mean, you can't go into your doctor and say, you know, look, let's take out a lung without the doctor. I mean, because he gets sued.
I know that. I understand that. And I know the doctors take oaths, Hippocratic oath. I understand that. But, you know, it was dad's decision to choose to do that. And it's the doctor's decision to say, yeah, let's get in there and see what that is. Well, it was bacterial, something like that. I don't know what they sent it in or anything like that. I haven't heard any
right. So he did have the surgery. You felt that his current wife was not very supportive because she already lived through a husband who died from lung cancer. So tell me what your concern is for the next 3 months. That what do you think? Do you think he's going to end up living with you? Do you think he's going to what's your fear? First, are you an only child?
No, I have a sister.
Okay.
I'm the youngest child. I'm the baby.
Okay. So is your sister as involved with your dad as you are or not?
Yeah,
yes and no.
Yes and no. Our dad tells us different things. My sister is older sister, and she's the type of person who's going to defend her parents until the day she dies. You know, dad's always right, so I can't talk to her.
Okay, the issue about the lung is resolved, right? All right. So is he better?
Can I finish just the story about one the day I went to him with my 7-year-old son? When we got ready to leave, he pulled me to the side and whispered in my ear and says, "You're a poor example of a mother taking your son out of school today," to me. So that's my fear. I guess that's my fear is I'd love to be honest with him and tell him I don't want to be involved with you until you're in a happier state and you're settled. But I don't know how to word it. I just don't want to expose my kids to this anymore.
Well,
and
wait. Your kid technically wasn't exposed to it. He whispered it in your ear. You were exposed to it.
Oh.
But his kid, if he'd said in front of your 7-year-old, "You're not a very good mom for taking your kid out of school." Why did you take him out of school?
Basically, because he had a field trip that day, and I wanted to go talk to my dad about my concerns, and I wanted him to be with me because I knew how my dad would react to it, and I knew that he's.
Well, I mean, then your dad, to a certain extent, and I mean, first of all, it sounds like he whispered it rather than saying it, so he didn't really embarrass him in front of your kid, and that's, I mean, that may seem kind of a. You know, a splitting hair, but I think it's not. That his point, I think, was not to embarrass. But basically, my dear, that he sensed what, I mean, your dad knows you, for better or for worse, he knows you. And the two of you may be very similar personality types, if I had to guess, in that you took your son kind of as an emotional, you know, "I don't want you to die because here's this kid that I love and that you love." And your father probably felt manipulated by it, which was exactly your point. So, I mean, I think your father didn't handle it very well. He could have said, "Tracy, look, if you want to talk with me about it, talk with me about it. Don't bring the kid into it. That's hitting below the belt." But I mean, I think that he was not very very straightforward about it. But I mean, to his credit, he didn't embarrass you in front of the kid. But essentially, he just tuned in to exactly what your motive was, and he felt manipulated by it, and he wasn't very tactful about it.
He didn't even know my child was there. My dad is not a kid person.
Well, but if you're saying that he whispered in your ear, "You're not a good mom for taking your kid out of school," then...
I mean, when I was talking to him about my concerns about his surgery,
All right, Tracy, hang on. Let's go through, because I think you've got an important issue here, and I think you understand how important it is. Is your dad, it's a tough time in your dad's life, but is, you know, in what can you do and not do to help him or not help him, right? Put you on hold. Back in a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com. And Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Expand your life with ExpandoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoVite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then ExtendoVite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why ExtendoVite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. Tracy, dear, listen, this is the dilemma that I'm going to try and get you out of, okay? Because if you say to your dad, look, I know the next 3 months are tough, but I don't want to deal with you, that's going to do harm to your relationship. On the other hand, I got it. On the other hand, if you let him dump on you, it's going to do harm to the relationship too. So we got to get you out of this mess. All right. So neither of those solutions are going to work very well. So here's my question to you. If we could set some limits, if you could say to your dad, Dad, I know this is a tough time for you. I want to be there for you, but here are the restrictions. For example, let me just share with you, when my parents went through a divorce, let me tell you, being not only the oldest, but the therapist in the family, and I said, they said, we want you to be our therapist, and I said, no, I can't do that. I don't live here, you know, and whatever. So the deal I had to make with both of them is, and the way I got out of being their therapist is I said, okay, let's talk about money and your sex lives. And all of a sudden, they didn't want me to be their therapist anymore, which I knew. I mean, that was intentional. Because you can't be a therapist, first of all, to your parents. They won't listen. And second of all, you're going to get caught in the middle of it. So I knew not to do that. So, but it was not possible for me, and I don't know that it's really going to be very feasible for you to say, until this divorce is final, I don't want to talk with either of you. Because even when the divorce is final, there's still going to be the fallout from it. So what I said to both of them is, I will listen to you talk about anything except each other. You know, I love you both. I know you're not happy with each other, and I get that. And
she wants to live with her daughter for the next 3 weeks, and they
okay.
So they're supposed to move into an apartment together.
In theory, you don't have to deal with her, but and presumably she may not. I don't know how close the two of you are, and if that, we can talk about that as a secondary issue. If you feel that you want to be available to her as well, but let's put that aside temporarily, and we'll come back to it.
She has two daughters of her own, so she's good. She's got lots of friends, so she's got huge support.
Okay. So the likelihood of her coming to you is not high, is what you're telling me.
No, it'll never happen. So, no, that's not the problem.
Okay,
the problem
good. Well,
I don't want to be viewed as a bad mother, but I would like to protect my kids, and I would like to keep them from this. And I was just thinking, can we just take a 3-month hiatus?
All right, wait. When you say protect your kids from this, what specifically, protect them from what?
Well, when he told me about it on Monday, my kids were right there. And he talked about it.
Honey, they're going to have to know he's going through a divorce.
Yeah.
Because
I told them on the way home as I was crying in the van because, you know, I don't know if I can handle another divorce. I've lived through two previous divorces with my dad, and he was
involved and tell me everything
about what's going on.
All right, so let me tell you two things.
I'm the sympathetic daughter. I'm the one that he...
I got it, Tracy. But so I think we need to set some limits. But the idea that you're going to—I don't know what protecting your kids would mean in this particular case. They're going to know. They're going to have access to both grandma and grandpa. So the issue is that you've gone through two divorces. But honey, ready or not, you're going to have to go through this divorce as well because there's no choice. So the question is, how do you go through it, and under what circumstances? And I think that's what we have to focus on. So when you say you went home crying, tell me why, what that brought up for you. Was it, why were you crying in this particular case?
Oh, because I could see it coming. And, you know, there wasn't, it's like, you know, just you can't stop it. It was just a train.
But what made you, okay, but you said you like this woman, but are you afraid of losing contact with her?
No, not at all, no, not
all right, so
at all.
What, so, at so, Tracy, I, tell
my,
me.
My gut feeling is it's going to be dissolved and it's not going to be reconciled.
I got that, Tracy, but I need you to do a little more work here. What is it that made you cry?
I was 19 when my mom and dad divorced. I was in college. Neither one of them wanted to pay for my college. So basically, I laid out of school 2 or 3 years until I could get financial aid and go back, and I put myself through college.
Okay. So
when my dad, you know, talks to me, I might tell him about something important in my life, and he just like kind of goes on and back to his.
All right. I got it. Good insight. Good work. Okay. Number one, that means that you're not mourning this divorce. You're mourning the other divorce. All right. So
yeah, and my mom and dad. Yes, definitely.
Okay. So that means that has nothing to do with this one. It may be that you're not going to be very sympathetic to your dad, which is something that we probably need to talk about. But for you, what you need to do, and we're talking about protecting your kids, You need to be involved in therapy about this right now, because it's bringing up the old one. And the old one is, number one, it's old, but it's not resolved. Second of all, it had to do with some deprivation on your part. So you're understandably angry about it, but the anger is displaced. And when we displace anger, it turns out to be even more toxic. Anger is not toxic in and of itself. Displaced anger is, because there's no resolution to it. That you're not mad at your dad for divorcing this woman. You're mad at divorcing your dad when you were 19.
No, she ended up having papers served to him by a sheriff. So, no, he's not divorcing her. She is divorcing him.
Okay. But so the point being, so your tears about going through a divorce have nothing to do with this event. They are only resonating from another event. And how old are you now?
I'm 50.
Okay. You don't want to spend another 31 years carrying this around, which means regardless of what we decide to do about your dad and the next 3 months, you need to find yourself a therapist. And you need to get this done, because you've been schlepping it around for 31 years, and you don't want to schlep it around anymore. It will influence everything in your life in an awful way. And when you talk about protecting your kids, what we want for our kids is, we can't completely protect them from the outside world, but we try and protect them from at least our craziness. And the only way to do that is to get our craziness worked out, so we don't pass it along, because otherwise we're going to. And it's inevitable.
I don't feel angry about my mom and dad divorcing, because had I not taken the route I took, I would have never met my husband. I never would have had my two kids. I probably never would have got married. I would have never had kids.
Got it. So explain the tears.
I think he just went through two operations, and not only the lung, but he had another operation after that. She has insurance.
Tracy, you're mixing things up.
I know.
And that's what I'm trying to convince you not to do. All right.
Well, I would like to be more involved with him going to the doctor, and then after I videotaped him, the doctor there, and came back and showed it to him. I've been banned going to the doctor with him. My sister has to communicate with him, you know, three states away.
Tracy,
I'm right here within 30 minutes, and the only thing he wants to do is complain about how bad it is that he can't breathe.
Okay. So let's stop. All right, let's start right at that moment. One of the things that you can say to your dad is, Dad, I get that you don't want me, that this is your decision about health issues, and I get that it makes you unhappy when I videotape them and show them to you. And I agree with that. I you don't have much choice, but you might as well, you know, I agree with that, on the condition that you don't complain to me about your health issues, because then it makes me feel like I'm caught, that I have to listen to you complain, but there's nothing I can do to help you, and it just makes me feel anxious and unhappy. Hold on to that thought. I'll be back to you in just a second. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
And we're talking with Tracy, whose dad announced that he's going through a divorce and is going to be going through the divorce for the next 3 months. And Tracy's saying, I've already been through divorces with him. I don't want to do this again. And I'm saying, probably not completely feasible, number one. Number two, the idea that it's all going to be over in 3 months is not realistic. And added to that is Tracy has been going with him. He's got some medical issues, and she has one perspective about it, and he has another. And he's now decided that he's not going to deal with her about this at all, but he just wants to complain. And I'm saying, Tracy, it's perfectly okay to set those limits, to say, Dad, look, I get that that you and I don't have compatible outlooks on your health issues, and it's your life, and you're allowed to do what you want, and I'm willing to go along with that and even be accepting of it on the simple condition that you don't complain about your health, because it makes me feel really anxious. It puts me in a really uncomfortable position because I want to say, yeah, but then I told you this, and it makes you unhappy, makes me unhappy, so let's agree we'll talk about things other than your health.
Mm-hmm.
And so that may work because you're offering him something as well as setting a limit. And should he sort of say, Dad, I'm not feeling very well. What you can say is, Dad, we agreed that that we'll talk about movies, or we'll talk about baseball, or we'll talk about politics, but we're not going to talk about you feeling uncomfortable about your health because it puts me in a position of just feeling uncomfortable about it. You may be able to do the same thing about the divorce, of saying, Dad, look, I know this is a tough time for you, but, it's a tough time for me, too, because it reminds me of the divorce from Mom. So I think what I'm going to do is find a therapist to talk with about it so I don't take it out on you. And you may want to do the same thing, because I can't really be very sympathetic about it right now. And I don't want us to not have a relationship, but it's something that's very difficult for me to deal with right now.
I think a lot of my anger is coming from right now is I offered to take my dad up to a baseball game so that my sister could, have a baseball game with my dad and one of her sons. And my dad thinks that my two sons should come to the baseball game. Well, my two sons aren't into baseball. They're into museums. And so the city has museums. And so I offered to my sister, hey, I'll bring Dad up there. You guys can enjoy your game, and I'll take my kids to the museum. Well, basically, my sister says, well, let's just go some other day, through the week, and just you and I and your boys. And I got my feelings hurt, and I just feel like there's...
Wait a minute. Why would you get your feelings... Who said, why don't we just do it so I can go with you and your boys?
My sister said that.
But why would that hurt your feelings? That would seem to me to say she wants time with you rather than...
Well, my kids just started school. She wants to go during a weekday when the kids are out of school. Well, the next available day is going to be June of next year.
Well, I'd explain that to her, but I don't think I'd get my feelings hurt. It just sounds to me that she said she wanted to spend time with you as opposed to feeling having to be the schlep person for your dad.
Well, we did like 2 or 3 hours of texts over the last 2 nights about it, and I kept offering. I said, my boys would enjoy just the 2.5-hour ride to the stadium and going into a big city and seeing your son's apartment. I mean, my boys are good travelers. They would just love being a part of and being in the van and the road trip. And I just felt like I got really shot down. And
Tracy, I think you're going to have to be careful that you don't, whenever somebody just doesn't want to do what you want to do, that you take it personally.
That sounds to me
the antithesis of being shot down. She was saying, look, if you and your kids are going to be here, I want to spend time with you. Yeah. It makes no sense for you to come. And you're saying, well, it does. But I mean, so she could say it doesn't. You can agree.
But it's like it's all or nothing. It's like, now, if I say yes, buy us 4 tickets, and my husband and I and our 2 kids will be there for the whole entire game. And I was going to meet them after dinner. I was going to go ahead and spend the night in the hotel. I was just wanting to do something different. That's the only thing that's different. That's the only thing I wanted to do. I still wanted to share time with them. I just didn't want to go to a 3-hour baseball game. It's my dad's like that. My sister's like that. It's all or nothing.
Well, so maybe we can, but you're saying that you want to do something else, so it just seems that we need to find a third activity that both of you like to do.
Yeah.
You're saying let's go to the baseball, or she's going baseball game, you're saying museum, so find an activity that maybe there's, you go to Cooperstown and go to the baseball museum.
I've already been shot down, so she doesn't want me to go. And
Tracy, I think you're going to be more unhappy than you have to be if you take people saying, offering alternatives as being shot down. You're just looking for compromises.
Could I just take 6 weeks and just not...
Tracy, you can, but it will do irrevocable damage to your relationship.
But what if I just don't tell them and just not just, I'm busy, we got something on, kids are sick.
Tracy, they're not going to buy it, and you know it and I know it. And you wouldn't be asking me if you thought you'd get away with it. I think what you're going to have to do is just find, again, a compromise. You're still thinking highway or my way. All you have to do is say, look, let's, we can have a party on this night, or we can go do this. And if they say no, not just sort of be stupid and cheerful and suggest something else.
Okay, can I give you one other example? My sister came home, and my dad texted me and said, you want to get us to eat with your sister Tuesday or Wednesday? And so I asked my kids. They said that they wanted to go Wednesday. So I said, well, my husband and I will meet you tonight. And so when I got there, they said, oh, you didn't bring your kids. I said, well, they want to come and eat with Aunt Marcia tomorrow night. And so when it came down to it, they all went out to eat, and they didn't invite us to come with our kids.
And maybe they didn't want the kids along.
What's that? I'm
Tracy, sorry. I mean, maybe it was an adult thing and not kids thing.
Well, they wanted the kids their Wednesday night, but,
Tracy, the whole family does the my way or the highway. I mean, nobody ever looks for compromise in your family. Nobody ever looks for, let's find something that meets everybody's approval. And look, you're going to do whatever you want to do, regardless of what I say. I'm telling you that saying to somebody
you're absolutely right. I'm not going to say that. You're absolutely right. I agree. Thank you for talking to me about that, and I'll watch what I say.
And all you have to do is, look, think about this. Think about being stupid and cheerful. Don't pick up nuance.
Yes.
If somebody wants to hurt your feelings, let them say, Tracy, I hate your guts, all right? And raising their eyebrow or changing a date, make them do the heavy lifting. Don't do it for them. If they want to insult you, they're going to have to go out of their way to do it, and they're going to have to be clear about it. Don't take nuance. Just be stupid and cheerful. Just assume that that they're thinking about it differently than you're thinking about it, and continue to sort of offer things and just be your cheerful, chirpy little self. It will change everything. First of all, you'll wear them down, just because chirpy always works better than sullen. Second of all, you'll feel better about it.
I have listened to you for years, and I have been cheerful and stupid for 20 years, and I'm just getting tired. I'm getting exhausted.
Well, take a couple of days for yourself, not with your kids, not with your husband. Take a couple of days and be take care of yourself. Go get a manicure, pedicure, go to the beach, go take a walk. Just don't think about family. Don't think about your 7-year-old. Don't think about your 14-year-old. Don't think about your husband. Don't think about your sister. Don't think about your father. Don't think about your father's wife. Don't think about you. Just go do something that'll make you happy for a couple of days. And then come back and sort of take up the fact that you've got a complicated life with a father that's going to be kind of a pain. And he's not going to be a pain for the next 3 months. It's going to be a pain for the rest of his life because he's getting older. He's going to be alone. He's got medical issues. Those aren't the things that make people cheerful and wonderful to be around. So that's what your life is going to be. But you've got your dad, and he's still alive. He may be a pain in the neck, but you'll miss him grievously when he's gone. So just remind yourself and just take some time for yourself. So you don't have to worry about anybody but you and what you want to do. Go to a motel, go stay with a friend. And don't talk about all this, because that'll just bring it up. Just go and indulge yourself. Go eat chocolate till you get zits, or go swim in the ocean, or go get an ice cream cone, and just take a couple of days and worry about you. Except don't worry, just enjoy being you and enjoy being healthy, and remind yourself that your dad may be a royal pain in the neck, but he's your dad, and at least you got one. And there are people who would trade you. Not everybody, but some people would trade you, because even though he's a pain in the neck, he's around.
I love him. I want to have a great relationship with him, but I guess that's what I was looking for. Is like, maybe if I just took a few months off, maybe I could come.
Well,
back
don't
again.
Take, you can't take a you can't take a few months, but you can take a couple of days, and then you're going to come back, and you're going to be fine, and you're going to continue stupid and cheerful because it works better than anything else. But you're tired. So when you're tired, you make wrong decisions, you get cranky. So go and be untired. Go sleep late and then get massages and get your hair cut and, get a tiara or something, all right? Because your dad's going to be part of your life, but you need a little bit of time for yourself. Go take it. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business,
And we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, I promised I would tell you kind of the story that I did not know, the weird story of the Mayflower. And because it was this day in history is the day that the Mayflower started its first voyage, attempted its first voyage, which to me implies that there are other voyages, right? There are other attempts. Which turns out to be the case, which I was never taught. All right, so here's the deal. First of all, there were a whole bunch of ships that were all called the Mayflower, so they had to differentiate this one by whom the captain was, right? And most of the assumptions about the the size of the Mayflower are kind of guesses, because the people who sort of wrote them down were not necessarily mariners. So they said it was 100 tons, but it actually carried 100 wine casks, which are not, so nobody really knows exactly. All right, so the idea is that it was square-rigged and beak-bowed, and it had a castle-like structure fore and aft that protected the crew and the main deck from the elements. But basically, because the structures were 30 feet high, you couldn't sail against the wind. All right, so here's the deal. So they set out in Harwich, the original. They had about 65 passengers in London, and they set out on August 5th. It actually started from London in July. They went down the English Channel and then on to Southampton. They waited 7 days for a rendezvous with the Speedwell coming from Holland. Okay, so they were going to sail across together. On August 5th, the two ships did set sail. It turns out the Speedwell sprang a leak, and so they put in for repairs. And then they started again. Okay, they're more than 200 miles beyond Land's End at the southwestern tip of England, and Speedwell springs another leak. Okay, so it's now basically early September, and they had to abandon the Speedwell and make a determination of her passengers. And this was really kind of an awful event, because they'd already wasted fuel. It was considered really important to the success of the settlement in America. So, and they were going to go together. So then the Mayflower was actually continued on with 102 passengers and about 25 or 30 crew. Okay, so the idea was that they were supposed to both go together and kind of share all sorts of fuel and all sorts of things. There's some controversy about the Speedwell, because it was sold, refitted, and made many voyages to the profits of her owners. But they then said that that the master was cunning and deceitful, and he had man-made leaks because he didn't want to starve to death in America, because he already figured that the voyage had taken longer than it was supposed to. And it turned out that the winds were so bad in the North Atlantic that it took better than 2.5 times longer to get there than it did to get back. So this was not, you know, and it turns out there weren't privies, and there wasn't any way of getting between decks except on a rope ladder. And because it's now September rather than August, it's a month later, and it turns out that you get all sorts of storms, as we know now, all over the North Atlantic. And basically, they kept the passengers aboard the ship the whole time. So it was a very small ship, very cramped, but they actually left on September 6th, which is a whole month after they were supposed to when they left originally. They were supposed to port in at Plymouth. They apparently stopped in Cornwall at Land's End before sailing west. And they believed that the water that was picked up at Plymouth caused fever and cholera. So, I mean, the whole thing was the fact that anybody actually got here. They said the passage was miserable. Huge waves crashing against the ship's topside deck until a key structural timber actually fractured. The passengers who were already, I mean, they'd already been a month delayed, and they had to stay on the ship. There wasn't enough food. They now had to help the carpenter in repairing the ship. I mean, it was a mess. So the fact that anybody got here, and they didn't get here till November 9th. There were two deaths. Half the company would die in the first winter. They were aiming for Virginia, where they'd already gotten permission, but they couldn't make it any farther than Cape Cod. So they're now in Provincetown Harbor. So the idea being that the people there, I mean, it was an extraordinarily awful, awful voyage, that it was fraught with peril from the beginning. So the people who say that they were on the Mayflower, who knows, but there were only 102. But they said it was much harsher because they left a month later. And so did you know any of that stuff? I didn't. I knew it was a small ship. I knew it was really crowded. But I didn't know that it was delayed a month, that they had
I didn't know any of that,
they had, that the people had to repair the ship. I mean, it just sounds like it was an awful, awful time. I know that they were headed for Virginia. I knew that. But, and they were basically, most of them were religious, that they were religious, they were separatist, and were coming for religious freedom, that they'd been thrown out of England, so... So there's the story of the Mayflower that nobody told you about before. So America's origins were a little more storm-tossed and unpleasant than I previously thought. I mean, I knew that the ship was really small. There's actually a facsimile. I'm trying to remember where it was. I don't think it's in Plymouth Rock. The rock, as I said, has been moved three times, but there was a facsimile someplace, and you couldn't stand up. I'm about 5'8", and you can't stand up. And people there were a little bit smaller now than they... then than they were now, but still, and 100 and basically 130 people on a very small ship, and you couldn't go back and forth between decks. As I said, there were no bathrooms, so you had to really, I guess, want to get here. And so they did. So that's the story. So I probably never would have known it, and you guys wouldn't have known it unless this day in history had remarked that it was the first attempt to reach North America, which failed, basically. And the Speedwell never came at all, at least on that particular trip, because somebody got very cold feet. So, it seems to me on some level we should probably celebrate. And they didn't get there till November. I mean, think about being... I don't even think about it. I'm claustrophobic enough that I think I'm not going to think about it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't even want to think about that in specifically, just with how long that trip took.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that you can fly across the ocean on the Concorde, you could do it in, under 3 hours. Mm-hmm. And this took 2 months.
Mm.
A full 2 months. Mm. And they'd already been on the ship for a month.
Right.
It's like being on the runway for a month. Okay. So for the next time you're complaining about airline travel, you know, think about your forebears, all right? I don't know. They had to be tough guys. And half of them died the first winter. Man, exploring the new world is not that easy, right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.